This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, it's not really Bill Brady. There's three of us to fill in. So you're listening to Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. But this is Amanda Suffolkwell, and we've got John Edine and Rob Morris that are here with us. And John, you've got some to tell us about silencers.
Right. Well, we know that the Hearing Protection Act of 2017 is now in front of the legislature on a national level, and it's an act that's designed to take suppressors or silencers or gun mufflers, whatever you want to call them, off the National Firearms Act restricted list and actually treat them like a regular firearm. And at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we've written a white paper or a position paper, and it's authored by four ear, nose, and throat surgeons, Matthew Branch, Gerard Gianoli, Bradford Ress, and the founder of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, Dr. Timothy Wheeler, who is a head and neck surgeon. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And basically the problem is this, is that noise-induced hearing loss is a real public health issue, unlike guns are a public health issue. Okay, this is the real thing. There is a causal relationship between loud noise exposure and irreversible hearing loss. And this has been long recognized by the medical community and the United States government. Noise-induced hearing loss is permanent and untreatable, and prevention is the only possible intervention. Now, noise-induced hearing loss is the most prevalent service-connected disability among veterans. They're around firearms, they're around loud engine noises like aircraft, and they get hearing loss. And per the CDC, 15% of adults age 18 and over, or nearly 38 million Americans, have hearing problems. Over 100 million Americans who own guns are at risk for a gunshot-induced noise-induced hearing loss, and auditory injuries are sustained by bystanders the same as shooters. Nearly all gunshots exceed the noise threshold for instant damage to the hearing cells of the inner ear, and their explosive gun blast generates 1,000 times the force on the eardrum than the noise itself.
Hmm.
So the benefit of suppressors: muzzle blast sound levels from most firearms range from 140 to over 170 decibels. 120 decibels is considered the maximum safe level for short exposures. The intensity of a car horn 3 feet away is an equivalent of 120 decibels. Earplugs and or earmuffs only reduce noise by 20 to 30 decibels. And evidence supporting the need for greater use of firearm suppressors comes from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communicative Disorders, the Center for Disease Control, as well as academic and military research. Muzzle-mounted suppressors are vastly superior to hearing to ear protectors, providing 50% greater noise reduction, and only suppressors can make most modern firearms safe for hearing, as noise at gun ranges routinely reaches 160 decibels.
Wow. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yep. Conventional ear protectors deafen the wearer to external sounds. Suppressors facilitate clear verbal communication between shooters and increase safety. Now, restricting suppressors is a longstanding obstacle to hearing safety. And listing suppressors in the 1934 National Firearms Act for no apparent reason made them extremely expensive and difficult to acquire here. They are readily available to gun owners in much of Europe and in New Zealand, where firearms are more strictly regulated. So you can walk into a, you know, hardware store and buy a suppressor in England, but you can't get the gun. That's the difference. And also, there's this argument about suppressors promoting crime. Well, suppressed gunfire is still very loud. It's still about 120 decibels. And there's no evidence that commercial suppressors increase the danger of criminal shootings. Single-use suppressors can be easily made at home, and criminals want easily concealed weapons. And a suppressor probably doubles the length of a firearm, so it makes it very hard to conceal. Illegal suppressor use is extraordinarily rare and is prosecuted at a rate of only 0.02%. So Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership strongly supports making firearm suppressors readily available as a critical public health step to prevent hearing loss. Lowering barriers to suppressor ownership will decrease gunshot-induced hearing damage in over 100 million American firearm owners, and with no material impact on criminal use. So that's where we're starting. Okay, this is, and this paper has actually got a lot of evidence-based information. There's some excellent, there's actually some photomicrographs of the hearing cells and of the actual auditory nerve damage that happens. And it's worthwhile looking at. And you can find this on drgo.us. And it's worth the read. I really think that it makes a valid argument to support this legislation to get the suppressors off of the National Firearms Act and get it back into, as a basically being treated as a firearm.
John, have other radio stations called you or someone at DRGO up and asked you about this paper? Because you guys are really saying that, look, legislators are hiding behind the myth of the dangerous gun so that, you know, each year, what, millions of people, particularly the older Americans, suffer hearing loss.
Well, we all suffer hearing loss. You don't have to be old. You could be young. It's a single exposure of greater than 120 decibels, you get permanent hearing loss. It damages the little hair cells in the inner ear so badly that they're irreparable. Mild damage, actually, the hearing can actually repair, but the severe damage that you get with these single exposures, and then there's also cumulative damage of lower exposures as well. So if you're getting 120 decibels over and over and over and over again, you may end up with hearing loss there as well. So in answer to your question, no, I haven't talked to anybody. This is the first time we're talking about this on the air, at least from my standpoint. And I think it's something that needs to be put out there and that people need to understand that there is scientific basis behind this. You know, we're all, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we're scientists. And we believe in evidence-based medicine. And, you know, this white paper provides the evidence base. And there's a list of, I don't know how many. Let me see, look at the back of the paper. But there's probably 20 references. Actually, 17 references in the back citing scientific literature. So this is a real scientific document. It's a real scientific research, unlike the faux research we get from Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Hey, John.
Yes.
One of the things you said was that typical hearing protection that all of us have been trained to use knocks the noise down, what did you say, 20, 30 decibels?
20 to 30 decibels. But still, if you're shooting a 160 decibel gun, that only gets you to 130, and that's above the safe threshold. And even double plugging often is not adequate because you're dealing with the blast wave, as well as the overpressure from the gun going off. How many of us have stood next to somebody shooting a 357 or a 44 Magnum and felt that blast hit you in the side of the face? This is what we're talking about. That causes hearing damage as well as the actual noise of the firearm going off. And so the suppressor will actually dissipate that blast wave and reduce the sound level. Whereas if you're just wearing earmuffs or earplugs or both, you still get the blast, but it'll decrease the actual sound decibels, but it doesn't decrease the blast decibels.
John, we have about 15 seconds before we're out. I want us to talk about this when we come back. This is important to every listener of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back right after this.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, but Bill's not with us. So it's Rob, Don, and I who are talking. And right now we're going back to continue the conversation about silencers. And something that John just said really resonates with me is the NRR rating when you are out shopping for hearing protection. They don't tell you, you know, what it protects. They just give you this number that says it's an NRR number. Really, what that means is noise reduction rating. So you have to know how noisy your gun is to begin with to know what the NRR is going to do for you. John, you want to speak on that just a little bit?
Sure. You know, and we talked about the decibel levels, and that, you know, often firearms and ranges have a decibel level of about 160. And that safe hearing is, you know, less than 120 or less. Now, if you want to look at the numbers, a lawnmower is about 90 decibels. A jackhammer is 110 decibels. A firecracker is 145 decibels. So that's outside the, you know, the safe level. And then a 9mm pistol is 171 decibels, and a .308 rifle is 181 decibels.
Wow, that's not close.
No, that's not even close. So if you have an NRR of, say, 29 on your hearing protection, and you're firing a .308 rifle, you're still going to be in a pretty much a damaging range. And so you have to be aware that even double plugging, as we said before, with, you know, say, soft plugs in the ear canals and then the muffs over the top, you don't attenuate the blast wave. And so you still are at risk for hearing loss and hearing damage that is irretrievable. It's permanent. There is no treatment because it's actually neural hearing loss. It's actually the little nerve cells that vibrate. And I don't know if you know how your hearing works. And I think it's worth, you know, just talking about that for a second. So you have your ear canal. Inside your ear canal is the eardrum, right? There are three little bones inside the ear. It's the malleus, the incus, and the stapes. And the stapes is, or otherwise known as the hammer, anvil, and
stirrup.
Right. Now, the stirrup is attached to a window in the to the cochlea. And the cochlea is a snail-shaped organ that has fluid in it. So when you have a noise, it hits the eardrum, causes these bones to vibrate. That vibration is translated into a fluid wave in the ear. And if you get a violent fluid wave, then that vibration actually can damage the cells. Now, here's an interesting thing. There's a muscle called the stapedius muscle, which is a little muscle that is attached to the stapes. And when you anticipate a loud noise, like if you know if you're going to shoot a gun, that muscle contracts, and it actually helps to, it helps to dampen that vibration. And so a lot of people, when they, you know, if you're in a shooting, if you're in a defensive shooting, you get auditory exclusion. That's how you get auditory exclusion. That muscle clamps down.
It's not just that I'm so focused on what's happening that I'm ignoring the noise. It's that muscle in my inner ear has locked up and tried to freeze these bones, so literally I won't hear it.
Exactly.
Crazy.
And the thing is, the person standing next to you, no protection.
Didn't expect it. Yeah.
No protection. And they're the ones that get damage. They're the ones that get the permanent hearing loss because your brain is saying, okay, here comes the trigger press, boom. The stapedius muscle clamps down. So this is why, you know, the hearing protection is so important, and that trying to decrease that blast wave and the actual noise will help prevent hearing loss. And there's, you know, think about all the millions of people who use hearing aids and who get disability from hearing loss. All that money can be saved. You know, so it's probably billions of dollars.
John, I've got a little bit take on it. I'm not – everything you say is absolutely true. I don't question it a minute. But I'm thinking how much safer it is on the range if the students can hear me. How much safer it is for them. There's a psychological issue. Students hate to yell at an instructor. But they have to on the range. We're all walking around with our heads padded with these earmuffs. So it's much safer if they can hear and ask a question. Perhaps most importantly, any of them then can hear if someone issues a stop command.
So it's a safety issue.
It's a communications issue as well. And look, if there was no possible way that we could make guns manageable, okay, I understand that. We have to live with the noise. But there is. In fact, you know, as you pointed out, it's considered good manners to shoot and hunt outdoors with a silencer in many countries, you're considered part of a sort of a barbarian if you don't use one. And yet here we've made it illegal.
Right. And also, it actually helps you shoot better. There's less recoil. And, you know, you can get your shots off more quickly because it attenuates that blast. And, you know, it makes you a better shooter on top of making you a more quiet shooter.
What's the name of the bill again, John?
The bill is the Hearing Protection Act of 2017. It's H.R. 367, and the companion bill is S-59.
Where would our listeners – who do they have to tell? How do they make this magic happen? Because this is important.
Well, I think you need to talk to your representatives, both on the Senate and the House side. I think this is one of the priority legislations – you know, from the Second Amendment people, this legislation and also the concealed carry reciprocity, this is something that I think we can actually make happen. And it's going to make people's lives better. I mean, you're going to prevent hearing loss. I do Appleseed. That's one of the things I like to do for fun. And I can't tell you the number of times when I'm down in the prone and I put my cheek on the stock, and it dislodges my hearing protection. And then when you shoot, even a .22 can cause permanent hearing loss. You do it with a .556, it's even worse. If you do it with a .308 or a .30-06, now you're really causing some damage. So I think it's really important that we understand that if we can get the suppressors on these firearms, it's going to prevent people from having hearing damage in the long term. I'm already, you know, half deaf from listening to loud rock and roll music in the 70s, you know, so I don't need any more hearing loss. And I have drills in the OR, which is the other thing, you know, you get the noise from your occupation a lot of times.
I can tell you that. They've told me that the noise of riding a motorcycle is something, and so wearing hearing protection in addition to head protection. But when we come back, we're going to talk about security in hospitals. Listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. But and then John is going to tell us more about security in the hospital.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. This is our last half hour together on a Friday at the end of the week. Bill's busy moving his house. This is Rob Morse. I'm joined by John Adine and Amanda Suffacool. Dr. Adine, you're part of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. You live in what is sometimes described as an impermissive environment, meaning a lot of hospitals are gun-free zones. They're also a target for violence, for terrorism. John, you've written about that. Please tell our listeners.
Okay. Well, I wrote an article about the terrorist attack against the largest hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. This occurred at 9 o'clock in the morning on March 8, 2017. And according to reports, what happened was anywhere from 3 to 4 men dressed in medical clothes, like white coats and stuff, approached the back gate of the hospital. One of them exploded a bomb vest, and this allowed them access into the hospital. They swiftly moved into the hospital, going up to the upper floor, second and third floors, where they proceeded to use a combination of hand grenades, knives, and firearms to start massacring the people in the hospital. We also found out later on that two of the interns that were working at the hospital were also involved, and that they both had bomb vests and they had firearms. And so what they did was they systematically went from ward to ward. They would throw a hand grenade in, and then they would go and either stab or shoot the wounded. And they were not just spraying, but they were doing headshots. Okay, so this was planned out in advance.
Murder.
Inside, yeah, it's murder, and it's inside help. Now, if you look at the reports, the ISIS claimed credit. However, the Taliban ward was not touched. That was on the first floor. And so that leaves, that makes it dubious that that this was an ISIS attack. But it really makes us start to wonder, you know, what's going on? Why is this happening? And it's interesting because there's been a lot of attacks against medical facilities in Afghanistan since 2015. The International Red Cross reported 240 attacks that either killed or injured medical personnel and closed, damaged, or destroyed medical facilities in Afghanistan. And the UN also documented 119 incidents where healthcare facilities were targeted in 2016 alone. And this was not even the first time this hospital was attacked. There was actually a Taliban suicide bomber in 2011 that detonated the vest and killed six people and wounded 26 others. And the interesting thing about this attack was that it started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Guess what time it ended? Take a guess.
4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon?
4 in the afternoon. They were in there for 7 hours. Okay. Some of the people managed to get out of the rooms onto the ledges. One person actually jumped out of a second-story window. But, you know, our people tell us, you know, okay, run, hide, fight. Well, when you're in a hospital bed, there's no running, there's no hiding, and there's no fighting. So all these poor people were basically sitting ducks. And, you know, so we have to ask ourselves, you know, what about here? What's going on here? Again, we talked about that hospitals are gun-free zones and that they're soft targets. And the terrorists know that. And this is part of the planning. You know, these guys are using this as training. They're using lessons learned, and sooner or later, this is coming to a hospital near you. When? Who knows? Look at hospital security. Most hospital security people aren't armed. They have a taser. They may have pepper spray.
They have a radio.
Yeah, they have a radio. And so, yeah, it's kind of like that TV commercial. You know, I'm not a security guard. I'm here to report, you know, crime. I report a robbery, but I can't. I don't do anything about it. And you know, and hospitals are so big nowadays that even if there's an attack happening in one part of the hospital, and there's a police officer who is armed in another part of the hospital, it may take him 10 minutes to get to where the thing is, if he can even find it. And that's the other problem. Plus, police officers and uniform security are easily identifiable. And so if you're a terrorist and you've done your planning, the first thing you're going to do is find the guy in uniform and you're going to either shoot him or disarm him. And then you're going to make an example out of him like they did in Budenovsk in Russia. And when the Chechen rebels took over that hospital in 1995, they took all the uniformed officers and they lined them up in front of all the hostages and they said, you know, basically, you will cooperate or this will happen to you. And they just summarily executed all the people in uniform. Okay, so that all those authority figures are now gone. And so this is the playbook. This is the playbook that they're going to be running from. The other thing is, it's not surprising that there are inside people. Okay, almost every attack happens on, you know, from an insider, inside intelligence, inside access. These two interns had, you know, if you look at most hospitals, they have ID cards that allow you to gain access to locked doors. Well, these two guys had access to the whole hospital. All they had to do was slide their card and open the ward and off you go. And so we have to be careful about the people that are in our hospitals. We need to screen them. But even then, you know, screening is retrospective. It's not prospective. And so people can be changed. They can be radicalized. And, you know, so that's another issue that we really have to worry about.
John, you gave me a number. I'm not sure if it was from you or someone else in your organization. You told me, and I'd like you to verify this if I've got it wrong. What is it, 10% of workplace violence occurs in a medical facility?
Right, especially in emergency rooms. It's a very dangerous place because people, first of all, aren't always in their right mind. You got a lot of drug abuse. You have a lot of people who have mental disorders, and they can be physically violent, and they're difficult to restrain. Then you have family members who are under stress. And so, you know, a wife comes in and she has a mishap with a pregnancy and she dies.
Wow.
You know, that husband, a father of the child who didn't make it and the wife who didn't make it, now is totally distressed. The shooting that happened in the hospital in Boston a few years ago, where the guy came in looking for the heart surgeon who took care of his mother and that she died. Well, he went in there and shot the surgeon and then shot himself. So this is the kind of stuff that happens. And plus, you know, going to and from hospitals, we work late night shifts. We have the, you know, 3 to 11 shift. So now you're a nurse. You've just finished your shift. Now you have to go to the remote parking lot or the parking garage where it's dark and there's not very many people around.
John, how many people of your patients that you release leave the hospital with a bag full of pain medications?
Yeah, most of them leave with scripts, but sometimes they do have medications. But still, I mean, it's leaving the hospital at odd hours. I mean, I come and go in the hospital late at night. It's dark. You're parking in a parking garage. There's nobody around because it's, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You got to come in and take care of something that's emergent. And so, you know, and that's why I'm here right now talking to you guys on the radio, because of that very issue. I can carry right up until the point I walk into that hospital, and now I'm disarmed, and now, you know, I can be victimized.
How do we help you fix this?
Well, I think that we actually have to do it state by state. It's because it's local laws. In the state of Texas, we have our 30-06 and 30-07 signs. We need to get rid of gun-free zones. That has to be done through the legislatures. And so we have to, again, all of us need to communicate with our elected representatives saying we need this to get fixed.
Not now. When we come back,
yep,
we'll fix it.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
On a Friday, welcome to the last segment of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris. I'm joined by John Adine, Dr. John Adine, and Amanda Suffacool. John, you had a few more points you wanted to make about hospitals. What can they do? Is this something we can't avoid? Is terrorism just a fact of life and we have to live with it?
Well, it is a fact of life, and it's coming here. When, I don't know. Where, I don't know, but it's coming. And the real issue is hospitals are not prepared for this kind of a thing. Hospitals do casualty drills, they do mass casualty drills, but they don't do, we're the mass casualty drill. They're not prepared to be the target. And so we have to look at what can we do to be prepared and also to deter the attack and to make it known that if you come here, this is not a soft target. This is a hardened target. And the kind of things that I've been talking about over the last several years is arming hospital staff, doctors, nurses, technicians, and maybe even doing something like the FASTER program, where we train in both firearms and also trauma medicine and first aid. Because if this does happen, the only people who have a chance of intervening are the ones that are there on the scene at the time. We talked about how the security people aren't going to be able to get there and that people can't get away. So wouldn't it be better to have an armed staff member standing behind some cover at the door waiting for the bad guys to come through?
Well, we're not asking the hospital staff to learn to be soldiers. These are staff who are armed everywhere else they go. We're just asking them to bring the gun they carry all the time with them when they go to work.
Absolutely. And just like concealed carry anywhere else, you know, when whatever the event happens, only the people who are prepared and are armed are going to be able to stop what's going on. And so this is something that we actually need to talk about with our hospitals. The problem is that we're dealing with big corporations. And unfortunately, it's probably going to take an attack against a hospital with a lot of casualties before the hospital administrators and their lawyers are going to change their mind about doing this, because it's, you know, the corporate mindset is entrenched, and it's very difficult to change policies, especially in large corporations that cover multiple states.
John,
yes.
I think that one of the things that you run into is not only the big corporations, but the fact that the other people who you're talking to all went into that career because they are nurturers. You know, their job is to save people and to save lives and to make people better. And so to some, just the concept of a gun is so foreign to them because they bought into the message that, you know, guns bring harm and they bring safety. I mean, it's the same struggle that schools run into.
Absolutely. And, you know, but then you look at our nurturers, but aren't our nurturers also protectors? Okay. The mama bear, the sheepdog, you can use any analogy you want. But, you know, I mean, the last thing I want to see is my colleagues or my patient who I just spent 4 hours fixing be slaughtered by a terrorist or some maniac. Okay. And this is where I'm coming from. And this is how we have to couch the argument to those people. Now, it's very difficult for the people who, you know, the rainbows and sunshine people that we talked about in the first hour. Okay, you're never going to get through to them. But people who have a little bit of logic between their ears, I think we can actually reach those people and get them to understand that, you know, it's not the tool that's the problem. It's the bad guy that's the problem. And whether it's a terrorist or a psychopath or, you know, a violent criminal actor, unless we're prepared when the attack or the violent action occurs, you know, we're all sitting ducks. We're all going to be victims.
John, I so agree with you. So tell us, how if, as the listeners are listening to this, how can they hear more about what John and Dean has to say? How can they find you and find the messages that you're putting forth?
Okay. Well, yeah, you can find me at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.us. The article we talked about, the hospital terrorist attack in Kabul, is in there. I've written an article that appeared in USCCA's Concealed Carry magazine last summer about the history of hospital terrorism and talking about some of these issues. That is also reprinted on drgo.us. And also, there's another article I wrote. It's called The Unthinkable, an Active Shooter in the Hospital. And that appeared in San Antonio Medicine, and there's a link to that through the DRGO website, and it's free. You can read it. But we talk about how hospital gun-free zones are immoral, because it really allows the bad guy, when he decides he wants to kill a bunch of people, free reign.
Wow, that's amazing.
Amanda?
Yes.
Tell the listeners where they can get some more Amanda Suffacool. You've got a radio show of your own. You've got some activities you're passionately involved with.
Yeah, so the place to get to connect with me is eyeonthetargetradio.com.
E-Y-E on the target?
Correct. Yep, E-Y-E on the targetradio.com is the website. And then the other, for the not-for-profit and the stuff that we do there, and most of the websites are linked together, is Realize. It stands for Realize Firearms Awareness Coalition. So it's realizefac.com. And Realize FAC has all the links to the fashion show and a bunch of the public education things that Realize and the group of volunteers and me that we do.
I so hope you post those videos on Facebook, because I want to link them from a number of sources back to Realize FAC. I think that's just a great outreach to the community. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. We have a really good team, and I think we've got a really good concept And out of the stuff we're doing, I would love to be able to share that model and that concept so that nothing would make me happier than to say that people are what Realize is doing.
Exactly. I write at Amaland. I'm gonna tell people where they can find me. I write at Amaland and Clash Daily. I have a blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I also co-host one of many on the Polite Society podcast. We've had you both as guests there before, and I get to be the host, though, for my own little snack food of a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories. There we take examples right out of the newspaper, and I said, this just happened on the street. John, go easy there. This just happened on the street, and then I ask instructors to comment about what ordinary citizens did right and wrong. Gentlemen, ladies, it's been great. We've got a minute and change. It's been great fun to be here. Next time, hopefully, that we're back, we'll have Bill with us.
That would be fun. But do you think he actually wants this crew, you know, with all the stuff that we've done to his poor show? You know,
I'll wash it off before I park it. What can I say?
Well, it's going to be good to see Bill at the NRA meeting. So we're all going to be able to get together and be able to talk about this, I guess, hopefully.
At least buy him a beer and explain our mistakes and say we'll do better next time.
There you go.
We're so sorry.
Besides the NRA meeting, by the way, if you haven't attended, it's coming up at the end of the meet. It is the People's Show, 80,000 members that are Bill's audience. So if you feel an affinity for what you hear Bill do, you'll feel right at home at the NRA convention. John, you've been there many times?
I've been to about four now, and each time it gets bigger and better. And really, to me, at this stage of the game, it's not looking at the toys, it's the people.
Amanda, will we see you there?
You definitely will see me there.
That's it for us tonight on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Talk to you Monday. Good day.
Night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.